You're listening to episode 12 of the Talentopoly podcast. What we normally do is talk about design and development links and what we're drinking and any other random shit that we think of talking about each week. But about 10 minutes before we were going to record this podcast tonight, we found out that Steve Jobs had passed away tonight. And this podcast will be our thoughts on that, our memories of using Apple products, and what Apple has meant to us. So with that, we'll get to the introductions. I'm Jared Brown.
I'm Stephen Dixon.
And I'm Brandon Corbin.
So I don't really know a good place to start in talking about this. I'm still kind of reeling from the news of Jobs passing. I think it was something that we knew was coming someday, but it definitely still hit me like a train tonight when I found out the news. What were the thoughts running through your guys' minds when you found out tonight?
It's a hoax. When I saw that tweet, you know, I don't even remember who it was. I'm like, that's a hoax. And again, so the first thing I do to validate it is I run upstairs and I turn the TV on and I'm like to my wife, I'm like, I think Jobs died. And she's like, oh, and we turned it on. And, you know, it was kind of, you know, when you have these idols and these people that you just, you know, look up to, you know, just are gone. And then that's it. That's all the inspiration that they're going to be able to give out of their own words. It was, you know, it's sad.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I like that. Well, what was kind of running through you? I mean, I was on Skype with you at the time that you let me know, Stephen. I think you saw it on Twitter first.
Yeah.
And, I mean, both of us were pretty quiet, just kind of digesting the information. I mean, is there anything you want to share about kind of what was running through your mind when you heard?
Well, like Brandon, I just thought it was hawks. Like, the thing is I saw one tweet, then another, and I'm thinking, what? And then that's when I interrupted you, what we were talking about. And, you know, obviously I just said to you, you know, dude, like Steve Jobs has died. And then the first thing I did was went to apple.com. And I know you didn't see it, maybe because of a caching issue, but yeah, just a big picture of Steve Jobs, 1955 to 2011. And hit like a train.
Yeah. It feels like it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about Steve Jobs stepping down, resigning as CEO. That was episode 5. And here we are talking about him passing away. It's pretty sudden.
Mm. You know, I think, just reading out the, you know, what Apple put on their site, remembering Steve Jobs, it says here, Apple's lost a visionary and creative genius, and the world has lost an amazing human being. Those of us who have been fortunate enough to know and work with Steve have lost a dear friend and an inspiring mentor. Steve leaves behind a company that only he could have built, and his spirit will forever be the foundation of Apple. Now, I know that's from, like, people, you know, obviously working for Apple and all that, but I think that just sums up what he meant to all of us, you know.
When does his biography come out?
I think isn't it November?
Yes, that's the date. Supposedly, according to the publisher, will be November.
Again, I will go back and give him props even on his exit. Everything just kind of unfolded very nicely. He got the book that's going to be out. It's finished. I assume it's finished.
I think it probably is mostly finished. I know that they bumped up the time. It was supposed to be published early next year. And about a month or two ago, a couple months ago, they decided they were going to really race to get it done this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just, well, I think it was all well planned and traditional Steve Jobs way. Yep. And, loss of a legend. There's no doubt about it.
I think it's the fact, like, obviously, you know, we're not all ignorant. We all knew he had cancer. But I think it's still the fact that when it happens, you know, especially if you've ever had, like, a relative who's ill, and you know that, you know, it's coming to that time, but it still hits you like no one's business when it actually happens. You know, I mean, as soon as I saw the image and I saw it, I'm like, you know, shit, it's happened.
Yeah. Yes. And, same exact feeling.
And I was like, I can't believe it. And I read a tweet before, and it said something to do with, Steve Jobs coming back. That's what they thought might happen. And I think we all thought, you know, he's going to get over it and he's going to come back and what have you. And, obviously that's all wishful thinking. There's not much to say. I mean, we saw him on stage just a couple of months ago, WWDC 2011, and it's hard to believe that he's never going to get on that stage again and announce a product that is, you know, I can't, I'm lost for words. So I think we're all trying to listen to each other and kind of, you know, come for each other and all that business. But no, definitely. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely, you know, shed a tear quite a few, you know, because to me, he's just inspirational. You know, like whenever I get time, which is, you know, I always go and view old Apple videos, and I was saying this to you before, Brandon, you know, and just to kind of, you know, you watch him on stage, see him announce the, you know, the first Macintosh, and then obviously the first iPod, and when he returned to Apple and all that, and then you know, just inspired by the man. And I think if anybody as well who like isn't into Apple products, no matter what you're using, regardless of what the product is, no doubt about it, it's been inspired by something Steve Jobs has done in one of his products. So,
yeah. Jared, like you were saying, though, do we ever think that we'll see a presenter, you know, or even just a product guy as talented as Jobs?
Yeah. What we were talking about was really, you know, this is kind of what I mentioned to Brandon before we started recording here, so that I watched the Jeff Bezos announcement of the new Kindles, especially the Kindle Fire, last night. And I watched the Build conference as well this week. I went back and I went through the 2.5-hour Steven Cernofsky presentation that they did at Build conference. And it just was, it was definitely not as polished or I thought as well put together as what I'm used to seeing with an Apple presentation. But the hairs did kind of stand up on my back a little bit when I watched Bezos talk about the Kindle, because I think he is, to me, it seemed like somebody else in the industry is getting this. Somebody else in the industry is understanding that you need to have a compelling story around your product and a nice ecosystem. And it's more than just the actual, like, physical hardware or, you know, it's so much more when you can connect emotionally with your users. And I feel like Bezos right now might be lined up the best to carry the torch forward with that sort of thing. You had some thoughts on that, right?
I definitely think that we don't have any other kind of, you know, CEO level people out there that can do it as good as Jobs. But Bezos, he definitely has that passion for the technology and passion for, you know, technology that everybody can use. As far as the overall showmanship, again, I just don't know if we'll see anybody who is just as good at getting you so wrapped up and just mesmerized by whatever he was going to pull out. It didn't matter, right? It could have been something totally awful, and we would still be kind of mesmerized by it. Now, so I don't know if we'll see that anytime soon. It's going to be the younger generations who, you know, are going to come up and now surprise us. I don't see anybody in our current generation that does it.
Yeah, I was saying off a point you just made. Well, thinking then off a point you just made. You know, and yeah, I've gone blank. Sorry.
What about one of the videos you sent me, Stephen, a little bit ago? Here was a redone version of the Think Different commercial that famous for Apple. So,
obviously, I went to go watch the thing different because that commercial to me is astounding. You know, not because because it is done by Apple, but it's how it's been executed, and you've got all those legendary people. Whether you know, even the advert says whether you like them or whether you glorified them or whether you vilified them. But these people change things, and obviously watching the user on YouTube, he redid that, but with clips from obviously keynotes that Steve hosted, and it's things like when he announced the Mac. And the iPod and, the iPhone.
There's some early photos in there too. There's one that looks like a high school photo. That was kind of crazy.
That's right at the end, yeah. And to me, that's just the perfect summary. I mean,
Steve Case? Was he AOL?
Yep.
I feel honored to have known Steve Jobs. He was the most innovative entrepreneur of our generation. His legacy will live on for ages. He just tweeted that.
Very cool. Yep.
Bill Gates also tweeted saying, for those of us lucky enough to work with Steve, it's been an insanely great honor. I will miss Steve immensely. So, I don't know. Why don't we talk about, in which ways he's inspired us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the impact, not just on the tech industry, clearly on the tech industry, but on a lot of different industries is easy to see. Right now in the tech industry, I think everybody is trying to follow along and learn from what Apple's doing right, because they're just doing so much right now. And, when I was watching the Bezos announcement, I think that he spent a lot of time practicing that announcement. And I think that not only did he, try to present it well, like how Apple would, but I think even from the ground up building something like the Kindle Fire, I'd be surprised if he wasn't somehow inspired or influenced from the way that Apple approaches product design. So I think the impact is just massive that Apple's had on everybody. And of course, when I say Apple, I mean, that's synonymous with Steve Jobs. So it's completely his DNA in that company.
Yeah, I remember when I went blank before what I was going to say on Brandon's point, and that was, Steve Jobs used technology as his platform to change the way that we think of things, and how we approach different problems, And even to the point of entertainment, let's not forget Steve Jobs, was the CEO of, Pixar, and obviously co-founder of Pixar along with, John Lasseter, and another good bloke. He's changed a lot of stuff. Toy Story was the first feature-length animation, which now you obviously DreamWorks has jumped on board doing feature-length animation shortly after Toy Story, and was it shortly after A Bug's Life? It was one of those anyway. So, and now, and I remember back then Disney movies and just normal 2D animation were big. And obviously those have all died out and it's all just 3D now. And I think seeing what you can do with 3D animation, that's just really pushed forward CGI animation in movies. Reading something on Facebook as well. Mark Zuckerberg put, Steve, thank you for being a mentor and a friend, and thanks for showing that what you can build can change the world. I will miss you. So I think that's pretty awesome. So I'm just reading another article that says here, the five industries that Steve Jobs helped change forever: it's personal computing, animation, music, phones, and mobile computing. So
that's huge. Most companies don't change one thing, and they changed five. The emotional attachment, I don't know about you guys, but of all the devices that I have owned, Apple products definitely have formed the strongest emotional attachments with me out of any of them. It's not that you just go out and I had used standard desktop computers for years and built my own, and that was kind of cool. But I find myself, you know, finding it hard to get rid of my old Apple products. I don't want to sell these things. So, you know, we've been through a lot together and they're kind of, you know, I want to put them in the corner and save them and look at them from time to time. Do you guys get that way about Apple stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I've still got my first ever Mac, which my parents bought for me. It was like a Christmas present, which is a 12-inch PowerBook G4. I've still got that, and I'll never get rid of that.
Whoa. yes, sorry. I have all my old Apple stuff. No, I want to interject. So a friend of mine just tweeted and said, hey, I was looking to watch Pirates of Silicon Valley, and your website came up. And I forgot that I posted on my site, you can watch the full movie of Pirates of Silicon Valley. And I posted it on October 5th, 2010.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird things like that, Gizmodo ran a story yesterday that pretty much blew my mind. It was a video from 1987 that Apple did of this fake computer of the future. And it actually, the scene that happens in this video takes place September 18th of 2011. And it is a device that is a touchscreen device that has the ability to do calls, video calls, and you can control it with your voice. And Apple had created this video predicting that future back in 1987. And they were pretty much only off by a few days of the full announcement of all of that technology being available through Apple.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
Have you guys seen the commencement speech that Jobs did at Stanford a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody should watch that.
It's amazing. It's incredibly inspiring.
Oh, yeah. I watched that just recently, yeah. As well as having watched it many times before.
Yeah, I sometimes think about that. If, you know, I'm kind of plodding through a day and, you know, it's not the greatest day, or I'm just tired, or I'm not feeling great, and I'm just, you know, all right, I just need to get through today. And what kind of stuck with me through that commencement was his, you know, his near death, you know, his brush with death back then. And I think it was 2004, 2005. I might be totally off on that, but he, you know, he's been battling health issues for a while now with cancer. And when it originally happened to him and he got it into remission, it became this, you know, this incredible inspiration for him every day to live life even fuller than he was living. So sometimes I think about that and, you know, don't waste a day. Don't, you know, don't try to just make it through the day. Try to do something inspiring or great every day. And I think that Apple and Steve Jobs kind of exemplifies that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's worth noting as well, if people would like to share your thoughts, memories, and condolences, Apple have got an actual email address, which is rememberingsteve@apple.com as well. So, you know.
Well,
I think this is, well, yeah, it was all lost for words.
You think that this is a good place to stop, guys? Did you get a chance to go over everything you want to talk about?
Yep. Godspeed.
Cool. Yeah, just, yeah. Steve Jobs is, to me, obviously, you know, inspirational. You know, just an idol. Everything that I did. So, and his legacy will live on, and obviously Apple will live on. And I think that's the best thing he can do for Apple. You know, he's not just built great products that we all love to use. He's built a team of great people that are going to push the envelope with everything that they do. And these people are going to take Apple forward, and then there are going to be people, they're going to be trained up and, you know, be as just as good. And, definitely. So Steve Jobs left an immense legacy behind, I think. And, yeah. And that's it.
All right. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with Steve's family today. And thanks for listening.
There's just one more thing. Thank you, Steve.
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels. The troublemakers. The round pegs in the square holes. The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.